This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, say that, yeah. Good morning. Okay, all right, so it's a short halacha today. It's a simen yud halacha vav. Says the Mechaber, Ein kaiflin es hatalus u'matilin sitzis al knofeha k'moshi k'fula. You mustn't fold over a talus and put sitzis on the corners k'moshi k'fula. So for example, yeah, I've got a talus from here. Imagine you've got a talus, and we can see you've got to put the sitzis on the corner. So let's say, for example, you feel the talus is too big. So you decide you're going to be kaif for the talus. You'll sort of bend it over, you'll fold it over. And now you'll put the sitzis on the new corner to make it a bit shorter. The problem is, if you do that, so it might come unfolded, and you've got your sitzis somewhere way up into the beged. It's too high up. So that's the concern. So says the Mechaber, Ein kaiflin es hatalus. You shouldn't fold the talus. Matinim sitzis al knofeha. K'moshi k'fula in a folded state. Avot zorich lehatzel ba'arba k'nofeha pshutim. But you should put the tzitzis on the regular four corners of the garment. Elim kein tofra kula. Unless you stitch it. Imagine, so you've got the talus, right? Let's say you feel the talus is too big. So you fold it over. And then if you were to stitch it along here, then it's permanent and then you're okay. But if you don't stitch it, then it's going to unfold and you've got a problem. And it says, so let's do the Mishnah Berurah on that. It says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tesvav, Shei Kefula, Sheim Tiposhet, like I just explained, that if it unfolds, Nimtzu HaSitzis Ben Tzosel. The problem is the Sitzis will be in the middle of the talus, which is V'anan Sitzis HaKana HaLakon of Bo'inim. We need the Sitzis to be on the corner. Then Tesvav HaPshutin, you've got to put the sitzis have got to stay on the corner, the original corners. Okay, if you fold it over again, you fold it over like that, and you put the sitzis there. The concern is it will unfold. Your sitzis will be halfway down the baguette. You've got to keep the sitzis on the corner. It says the Mishnah Berurah HaPshutin, V'im kofle machmas sha'beged aruch ma'id. If you fold it because the baguette is too long, pishnayim became also twice its height, she'en yochel lelov she'en kein kofle, where you can't wear it unless it's folded. So then it's a yesh poiskin to poitrinus el legamri minasitzis. The ain shame beggar that off. It hasn't got a dim beggar, it's just too big. They conclude you put the sitzis on the corners, hapshutim, which are unfolded, v'leivarech. Don't make a brach on them because it's so big, maybe it hasn't got a shame beggar. V'afil miruach achas. The Mechaber says, even if you just stitch one side of it, I'm the behalocha. There's discussion, does that mean the Rambam, and the discussion whether it's one side or three sides. So imagine you fold it over. So what exactly does that mean, one side? It could be that you just do the stitching along there on one side. Or does it need to be three sides and you haven't done all four sides? Okay, but I feel the miracha. So the Be'alacha discussed that. I'm a Be'alacha. Okay, Yudches. Okay, we need to go. The Chayov in Afila Be'etfir. V'yeshayimrim, says the Ramah. Chayav and afilu b'letfira, that you actually chayav on sitzis, even if you don't stitch it. For tov lasis lo sitzis avolei levarich on it, but better to put sitzis on, but just not to make a bracha on it. So says the Mishnah Berurah Yudches, chayav and lahata bekantri hakfulos, because if you do fold it over, you're now chayav to put sitzis on the corners of the new folded sides. The kolzmanchi muchpelis v'nispashta. So long as it's folded over and it hasn't sort of undone, it hasn't become the spashet, shame talis on there, k'moshi k'fula. This is the new state. It's got a state of a talis in its folded state. And therefore, says the Ramah, tov lasis l'sitzis ablo l'varchaleh. Put the sitzis on in the folded state, but just don't make a bracha on those sitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yutes, lo l'varich, tomu kol achronim. All the achronim are perplexed about this Ramah. Matikin b'mashal l'varich. How does that help you? You've got a bigger problem. Maybe the halach was like the mechaber, and you've got a chiyuv to put sitzis on the pshutim, i.e. on the full baget, not the folded state. How are you going to wear this baget? Because you've now got a situation where you've got this sitzis, you've got four-cornered garments, you've got the sitzis in the corner, you folded it over, and you've got another sitzis over there. How are you going to wear a beged with so many sitzis? You can't wear a beged more than four with more than four sits of it. But masking the dinner, and they conclude la halacha. Just don't start wearing folded over talisim. Elim came tofra unless you stitch it. Even if it's like a loose stitching, where you've got wide gaps between the stitches, that suffices. But otherwise, just keep away from talis kufulis. Because once you've stitched it, albeit in a lighter way, then it won't undo. For oz bein betalis meruvas, bein betalis shoyis betchila ruka, whether it's a square talis, whether it was long to begin with, when in a situation where you stitched it, then you just put the sitzes on the kfulim and then you make a bracha on that. Okay, back to the mechaba. We're 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in my edition. Hitzel sitzes are sitzes. Very interesting case. Let's say, for example, you've got, it happened to me yesterday when I was in school, and in our hype office, in the informal education office, they were making a project where they make sitzes with the boys. So there were loads of sitzes, just the strings. And imagine you go in there and say, oh, beautiful, lovely new strings. How about I put new strings on my sitzes, on my talis? So I've already got them on there. Okay, so I'll take them off afterwards. So I tell you, I put another hole in the corner and I put on new sitzes in the corner. So now I've got a talis with eight sitzes on them, right? With two lots in each corner, unless I put an extra set on. So says the Mechaba, Hitil sitzes al sitzes. You put an extra pair on, an extra lot of sitzes. In this chava levat l'rishena, if my intention was to be mevat on the first set, then chaytich harishena k'sheira, then fine. I just cut off the first set, and then I'm okay. In this chava l'hosef, if my whatever reason my intention was to be moisif, to increase them, afal pishachotach achas mishteim pesula, even if you cut off one of them, it's no good. Now why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkot and Chav, Harishena, Efshet the Dafka Nokat, Avim Chotach Hashmiya is possible, given the Tchar Bittel Rishena. So, what was Loshna the Mechaba? The Mechaba says, Hitzel Sitzis al Sitzis. If you put another lot of Sitzis on the first set, in this Chavan Levatel Rishena, if your intention was to Levatel the first one, then Chote Harishena or Kashera. You just cut off the first one and then you're okay. What if you cut the second one? What if I put my sitzes, I've got my sitzes on, I decide to put new sitzes on in addition, and then cut the first one? I thought, actually, the first one's a nicer. Can I cut the second one? So it says the Ramah, Efshe the Dafka Nocker, maybe it's Dafka that you've got to cut off the first one. Avlim Chotach Hashniach Apostle, Kimi the Kvar Bitlu Rishenus, because my intention was to be Mevatel the first ones, and therefore I've already been Mevatel them. The Ramah finishes off and says, V'yesh Machshirim B'chol Inyan. There are those who are machshir, they permit this in any instance, v'chein ikka, v'chheidim sheikh chotach harishayna is possible b'chol inyin. However, they say that you can whichever way you do it, whatever your intention was, you can cut off one and then you're okay. But don't wear them when you've still got two on there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in chaf alef b'chol inyin, haynu bein shen ischav in a battle in ischav in a isif, whether your intention was to be in the battle the first lot, or your intention was to be in the isif, or whether you cut the first one or whether you cut the second one that you added on later, it will all be okay. And that is indeed the halacha. And that is how the achrenim paskin. This is going on the last words of the Ramah. If you've got the extra sitzis on the corner, then it's possible, then it's no good. Why? Knocker to rishonus. It says in the Shemur, it says rishonus because obviously you've only got too many sitzis. Yeah, this and another sitzes in the corner, then it's too many. But he says, Dafka the Rishonis, says the Mishnah Berurah, Nokat to Rishonis to Koya Masha Kosra Shulchan Aruch Mitchila, and to Harishonis, but as their cost of Koydim Shechotach Harishonis, Avo Be'emes, Laharosh, the Paskin and Kavosik, Koshkin, the Mchotach Hashnias Kosha, Kamed Isser Ves Yosef. Okay, we'll leave it there. There's more to say, there's more additional notes, but we get the gist. So the bottom line is that if you've got a long talus and you want to fold it over, and you put, in this folded stage, you put a new sitzes there, unless you stitch it, you've got a problem. Because if it becomes unstitched, then you've got the sitzes which will be halfway through the beged. That's to be avoided. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.